The next report that I bring on to your attention is an assessment on the audit committee. SIFMA, if you're familiar with SIFMA, had redrafted and republished this year its good practice guide on how it means a committee of this nature to be effective. And I was asked to undertake an exercise that could then be reported back to you to do an assessment as to whether you were effective or not. If you ever want to see the document, I am more than happy to send it out to you. I understand it's they have a lot to read, so optional to send. The assessment required that there was various checks and balances that you have in place. I did an initial assessment when I sat down with the chair, and then on a training session, to which I know a number of you were along at the training session, we discussed some of the questions that were contained in. My opinion as an auditor is that it is an effective committee, and that the only area to which there is a gap, which is not actually down to yourselves, I think it's down to the information and attention that I'm not bringing to you, but it's something from an audit perspective we need to undertake, is where else potentially you can get your assurances from when we're talking about wider partnerships and collaborative arrangements. Now, we from audit, or I from audit, need to undertake that exercise because it will help me also determine where we put the internal audit resources. So I think once that exercise has been performed, we'll have clarity around your other pockets of assurance that is coming through and how we report back to you. So this report, and I'm happy to take comments at the end, is an assessment on yourselves as a committee. And as your chief internal auditor, I am reporting that you are effective.
Any questions, Chris?
Thank you for that support for the effective. The training session we had where we discussed the effectiveness and how you measure it at the committee, I found very, very useful. At that, we did identify that we should probably have some sort of skills assessment place for the committee held in father. Maybe that's just a little too much, that's something that's still outstanding.
Well, you may be surprised to hear that Lizzie and I did the self-assessment on our own, and one of the main findings was that the chairmanship was excellent. So it does work.
You will know that I've been an auditor for a number of other local authorities, and it was I was quite pleasantly surprised that the committee wanted to do the assessment, because there is only one other council elsewhere that I've encountered that has undertaken the exercise. So the fact that you wanted to do, gauge, are we doing what we should be doing, I think
it
was really positive.
Thank you. Chris, would you like to note this report?
Yeah, please.
Paul?
Yeah.
Just a quick question. We still have a political vacancy and a non-voting independent member vacancy. I know I asked this question in the past, and my Councillor Barry feels probably in the same way as me about recruiting of the independent non-voting member, because again, sometimes as I'd like out, we can get quite involved in the political argy-bargy of running the authority, and sometimes it's quite refreshing to have somebody that we've had in the past that brings outside knowledge on how we audit what the council's doing. And I'm still disappointed that we've still not appointed that independent member. Could I ask of you, Chairman, what actions have been taken to do this? The vacancy has been advertised. I'm just wondering why we still haven't got that vacancy filled yet.
Right. So the first thing is that you're jumping ahead, because that is actually item D on this list.
Yeah.
And Lizzie would like to say something, and then Jen will say something as well.
Councillor Fuller, there is no statutory requirement for you to have that. The fact that this council has A, considered it, B, made a decision that it would like to attempt to recruit, but it's dependent upon who can and who can't get, I think is a very positive thing. As a committee, you are wanting to get a good balance on not with the challenge in which you are presenting and how you are holding various parties to account. You do achieve that currently, and I know that is down to the members switching out on this current panel. There is no mandatory requirement for you to have it, and it is pretty much down to if you are able to recruit, then fine, but if not, no. Elsewhere, they haven't even considered.
Thank you. So Jen, would you like to contribute?
Just to say that Councillor Jones Evans said that that vacancy is open to other groups, if anyone would like to put anyone else forward.
Yeah, but on the independent one?
Yes.
There's two.
Not yes.
Oh, no, sorry. The political vacancy, not the co-opted vacancy.
Sorry, on the co-opted vacancy, can you just tell us what's happened? That's what Paul was asking. Go on.
We went out to advert, when did we go out for advert? In the summer, I believe. We had one expression of interest who subsequently decided not to move forward with it. There were no other expressions of interest.
I think it's
your other suggestion.
There is two.
Paul's at the Reg is saying that should allow to have two co-opted
seats. It's two, always used to be in the Constitution.
No,
no, we know that. Yeah. But we've never had the two. We had one for a long time.
Yeah.
And we had Paul Wilkinson for quite a while. But we've never been very good at it, actually.
It's very difficult to get individuals to want to
that's to do with a co-opted person.
Yeah.
There is still a vacancy for an elected member on this committee, which Jen has just said is...
open. Julia Jones-Evans has said she's happy for a member of another political group to take that.
Is it an independent?
It's one herself and Carl Love would take up, but she doesn't mind if somebody else from a different group...
Oh,
yeah, but she's happy for someone else to come forward.
Sorry, I know it's item D on this sort of like item, but I just thought it was quite relevant in the report that Elizabeth gave to us about the other members. And I thought rather than having the verbal update later on the agenda, we can could encompass that within this item. I've had my questions answered. I am reassured that everything's been done that the Isle of Wight Council can be done, and I fully understand that it is not a mandatory position, and I'm quite happy to sort of like move forward and to make this report. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't meaning to be critical of you at all.
No, no.
Does that complete your report, does it?
That completes that one.
No, I mean the whole thing.
No, I've got one more.
Right.
Can we note that bit?
Can we note that bit then?
Yes, proposed noting.
Right, thank you.
So the last report encompasses a couple of elements. It was to give you an update on what is happening. So the last report that you had, you made a decision that you would move to a different model for internal audit. There was also a discussion around your risk categorisation ratings and also taking on board what we might need to do to move forward. So the last